This is the Ripple Effect with your girl K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.
Gotta be true to yourself. In a world there's nothing else. Gotta play the game right, gotta make your path. You scratch, you dig, you laying your ground. You busting your rounds, nobody gonna stop you. No ops, no cops, everything about you. Looking good, you good, she good. Y'all people really wanna know the reason.
What's that?
It's that Ripple Effect. That's just that ripple. That's just that Ripple Effect. What you do, come back triple.
Hey, what's going on? It's your girl K-Dot back in the Ripple Effect. You already know what it is, and you already know the vibes. Playoffs start today, guys. I hope y'all are just as excited as I am. I can't wait. As you know, I'm all ready. You know, it's not till 6, but I'm ready. I hope y'all ready, too. Supporters, I appreciate y'all. New subscribers, just make sure y'all like, listen, subscribe. Told you I'll tell y'all friends about me. Appreciate everything. Let's get started. We have Philly. We got Philly up first. What do you guys think about the Philly game? So there's a lot to be discussed when you talk about the Nets, and we already know the drama that went on in their offseason and going into the season, and how they lost Kyrie and Kevin Durant, and how these guys seem to bounce back, right? I mean, Markel Bridges, man. I mean, I knew that dude was special with the Suns. You can tell. Guys got to play a certain part on a team. And when you have, you know, a star like Devin Booker, you know, which he did, and you have, you know, Aiden, you know, you have CP3. So Markel's kind of, you know, he has a different role on the team. Now you put him with Claxton, you put him with Joe Harris, all these guys that are still up and coming. This dude is flourishing and he's manifesting into something of his own. And it's a beautiful thing. And it's nothing like the big stage of the playoffs, right? The pressure of it to really see where you truly fall. Now, still a young guy, still a young team. You know, this is not really a series that we're looking at like the Nets got to win, right? This is more so on Philly. This is a huge series, not only series, it's a huge playoff because, you know, James Harden, he took less. I know there's whispers about him going back to Houston, but let's try to put that aside because I know that that matters because if that is on the back of his mind and I hear them talking about on ESPN, does he have the most pressure? I mean, it depends on how you look at it. The most pressure how? To win a championship or just the most pressure in general? Because if you're talking about pressure, a lot of it's going to fall on Embiid, and in a way, I don't like it and don't really agree with it because here's the thing. Embiid made a great point, and I, you know, mentioned it in my other podcast as well. Check out the other ones if you haven't caught up yet. I know it takes time because I've been ramping them out. I told y'all, like, this is just a ramp up. Like, it's serious out here. But, you know, Embiid, he said it. I'm not a league MVP. You know what I mean? I've never really been voted for any, you know, first NBA All Awards. You know, you guys kind of left me out of those conversations. So why is all this pressure all of a sudden on me when I'm not one of the elite? You know, I haven't been put in that category in terms of awards and that nature. And he's got a point. Like, you got to look at that. Like, if you don't put me, I mean, he just won the scoring title 2 years in a row, but that was work that he put in, right? So you have to look at that and you have to see the bigger picture in a sense. And to me, all that pressure is falling on James Harden. That's just me personally. I know people are saying because Joel Embiid is still going to have to be there. He's not talking about going anywhere else. He's still with the process, and it is a process. Like, that's it for anybody, for anything you're trying to do in life. Like, it's a process. You can't cheat your way through it. You know, you have to go through it. So I think Joel Embiid has embraced that. And I think at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, he will be respected by that. Now, obviously, he still has time. People seem to forget it took Jordan about 7 years to win a championship, like they mentioned. It also took LeBron James around that 7-year mark. So it's going to take time. Kobe Bryant, same thing. Like, you know, it takes time. You know, he wasn't playing much in the beginning, right? And he, you know, put up that air ball in the finals. I mean, you know, in the playoffs. So all these things, you know, add up, you know, and not to mention it's a buildup. This is how you build character through adversity. You know, you have to go through these things in order to get better, to see where you went wrong and see where your weaknesses are, because that's what you should be gaining out of your losses, right? So with all that, Embiid, I think he's on his way. He's well on his way. And as for James Harden, we've seen what he's done, scoring titles. I know some people would say the way he's manipulated the game, you know, with the step back three, but he's a revolutionary type of player. If you think about it, he found a way, you know, everybody finds loopholes, you know? I mean, that's just how it works. You kind of find where those rules are, you kind of toe that line, you know? And eventually he became very respected for it. He's done a lot of great things. His biggest criticism was always in the playoffs, guys. They were always in the playoffs. So thinking about that and knowing that where his criticism starts and knowing that the playoffs start today and you're playing against the Nets, all eyes are going to be on James Harden. And that doesn't mean he needs to be the old James Harden from the Rockets, you know, and just keep putting up all these threes and having to score and all. You don't have any of that pressure, dude. Like, you got Maxey, he can score. You have Embiid. You have Tobias Harris. You have guys around you that can score. We don't need you to do that. He needs to be more of a playmaker. You know what I mean? And when they need him to put up some points here and there, they need him to be in that triple-double, if not double-double category. They're not going to necessarily need it for this series, but I'm talking about for that finals push. If they're trying to be in the Eastern Conference Finals, which is going to be tough because we're going to just take it series by series, but it's going to be tough. But if we're talking about pressure, and yes, pressure is a privilege because there's a lot of guys that would love to be in this situation. And you can ask the Pelicans last night and CJ McCollum, you know, the other night, like, they'll tell you they wish they were in this position. You know what I mean? It's not fun to be going home when you're the ultimate competitor. You know, you don't want to keep watching these games. Dame will tell you and why he's put Portland on notice. These guys, true competitors, they want to play up against the best when they're at their best. And the playoffs, this is the ramp up. This is when everything is really going to come like full circle. Like, whatever they were working on in the offseason, you're going to start to see it. You're going to see the Warriors pick it up. I know that's going to be a good series later on with the Kings, and we'll get back to that. But guys who've already been here and haven't really shown much, and everybody remembers the 27 missed threes by James Harden in the bubble. It was so cringeworthy. It was so hard to watch. And at that point, even sometimes I kind of, you know, even blame the coach at that point. It's like, listen, do you not see what this man is doing? You know, I mean, you gotta take him out after that. That's just, you gotta save him from himself, save the team at that point, you know, but those are things that you would see. Like, that's kind of like, yeah, I know hindsight's 20/20, right? Because if, you know, just one of those would have went in, you know, in a timely manner, you know, when it was needed most, we'd be having a different conversation. But at the end of the day, it's like, that can't happen. And we got to see him get his get back. And if we see him do what he was meant to do, what he's been doing, especially when he was early on with the Nets, like that little short, you know what I mean? When he was putting up like 15 assists and he was getting like 12 to 15 points a game. Like, that's the James Harden that everybody wants to see. And if he can do that, I think Philly will be fine. You know, obviously they have to play defense. They have to, you know, manage the turnovers, take care of the ball. Those second chance, you know, points are going to be costly. You know, rebounding is huge. I mean, rebounding is huge anyway, but people don't understand that. You know, when guys say at the end of the game, oh, they just made more plays. Yeah, you got to have the ball in order to make more plays. So if you're rebounding the ball, you're going to have more possessions. Like, that's, you know, whether it's on the offensive end, when you're getting offensive rebounds, or on the defensive end. You got to have everybody crashing the boards when you can. Obviously, you got to have some guys trying to get back, but you want people to be mindful. You know, you want to be mindful, you know, where your man is. You want to boxing out. You know, all those little things that you learn, you know, those little foundational things when you learn the game of basketball. But those things are going to matter. Those little details that even Draymond was alluding to with the details, that's what he's talking about. It's the little things. And we can even kind of get into what Andre Drummond did last night. You know, it wasn't the best game, you know, obviously, but it's like, it's those details that matter. And yeah, they ultimately didn't win the game, but listen, when you look at Bam, right, his shot wasn't going. Better example, and Jimmy Butler, it was that extra energy they gave you. It was that second win. They were not trying to, they were not going out like that. You know, and more credit to them, because I was completely wrong about them. And I'm glad I was, because I didn't want to see them go out like that. But just the way they were playing, I wouldn't put my money on them, you know. But I'm not really a betting person, so good thing I didn't. But, you know, shout outs to them. Shout outs to Bam for not getting so frustrated for, you know, having the same illness apparently that, you know, Jimmy Butler did, that when it comes to the point blank range, he couldn't buy one if he wanted to, you know. But he still stayed mentally, he still stayed engaged. You saw him chasing down those loose balls, you know, even though it looked like it was definitely going out of bounds anyway, but he was still going after it. And it's just that mentality, because you're not going to get them all, but it's just that mentality, because if you get one, In that key time, in that moment, when your team really needs it the most, then that's all that matters. And that's what ultimately ended up winning the game. Because I told you, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to who wants it more. Miami showed you, you know what, we didn't look like we wanted it the other night. You know what, and we didn't deserve it. But you know what, tonight, we earned it, and we took it. Like, it's just that simple. You know what I mean? So it's just that type of mentality. And that's what you need to see from Philly tonight. And it's not just because, well, actually in a little bit. And it's not just because, you know, you need to be scared of the Nets per se. It's just you need to respect them. And more importantly, let this be something that you can grow off of. Build that momentum moving into the second round. Because it kills me when people honestly say, oh, it doesn't matter. Every game's different. Like, you know what I mean? And momentum doesn't matter. Let me correct you. Two things could be right. Like, is every game different? 100%. I give you that. Every game is different, for sure. But to sit there and say that momentum doesn't mean anything in a series, crazy. There's plenty of series that we can literally point to and say that momentum carried them over. You know, Draymond Green getting suspended, you know, and in the finals. You know, when you talk about Ray Allen hitting that corner three, and a lot of people say that that's the reason why LeBron James won his first ring. Like, there's plenty of, you know, moments in time where you know that made a huge difference. And that was a big momentum switcher. An entire game could carry that momentum on into the next series. And I think that's what we're looking at here with them. As for what we have the Celtics, right? Celtics in Atlanta. Sneaky Trey, man, he's going to be putting up points. He's on a mission. He's trying to let y'all know, like, listen, if the Hawks don't want me, one of y'all will. I think this is going to be one of those auditioning for another team, because I don't know which direction the Atlanta Hawks as an organization is headed in, but I already told you before, like, they were talking about giving the green light, you know, for a possible trade for Trey. So, you know, I mean, right? That sounds like a hashtag, right? Like, trade for Trey. But whatever. Point is, he's going to put on a show and just stand back. And DeJounte, I like that kid a lot. Murray, he's growing. He's doing his thing, and I'm glad he I wish he would have started off better. I think I was telling my friend this the other day. Like, I wish he would have started off. Not saying that the Spurs organization that drafted him wasn't a great organization, but it was just, you know, who his mentors were. You know, I wish he would have had more, you know, more direction, more guidance, you know, and just to see where he is. Because he's been in the league for a minute. It's just, he just really didn't get the playing time. He didn't really get a chance. But he's thriving now. And maybe that all happened for a reason, right? The process. Let me not jump the gun, right? That all happened for a reason. But to go back, I think if Philly does everything they're supposed to do, Embiid, you already know what you're getting out of him. Like I said, James Harden's on point. I think he's on a mission too. I'm taking Philly. I'm gonna take Boston, because I know that we've talked about what I feel about them, but Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum is gonna get it done. You know, Marcus Smart, all these guys, Al Horford, they're gonna get it done, and they're deep. You know, hopefully if Pritchard gets some playing time, you know, they have a deep bench. They're going to get it done. My Knicks. I know we're not playing at home. I believe we're playing away first game. But, you know, I got on all my Knicks gear. I got to roll with my Knicks. I already told you what it's going to be. It's going to be difficult. We're not playing in, like, the worst atmosphere when it comes to Cleveland. But it's going to be loud, though. It's going to be loud because imagine all your players, you know, all your players that you thought, you know what I mean, that were going to stay. And we're talking about back in the LeBron era and Kyrie Irving and all that, you know, and now that they've got talent. They've got, you know, the Garland and, you know, Donovan Mitchell. And I told you, like, these guys and Jared Allen, it's going to be entertaining. This is going to go to a 7-game series. I got my Knicks winning it in 7. It's, like I said, it's a game of matchups, and it's going to depend on defense and how your bench can still sustain a lead or get you back in the game. And that's why I'm going more so towards the Knicks, because they're just a deeper team. And I think they all kind of have that mentality of, you know, I could be starting on another team. And when guys like that have that mentality, that's scary. That's dangerous. And that also goes to show you that they're going to be playing for something. They're going to be extra hungry. And it's just going to be a good series. It's going to be back and forth. It's going to be one of those just sit back. You got to be in it for the long haul. I didn't let y'all know about the Philly series, about how many games. So, all right. So I'll tell you. I think it should be Philly in 5. If Philly, you know, Philly in five. I feel confident about that. Believe it or not, Boston, I'm going to have Boston at 6. I think that's just going to be an interesting series with John Collins and seeing how they're able to. I don't know. Those matchups are going to be good. Those matchups are going to be good. And I'm not trying to say that they're Jason Tatum. I know everybody's probably going crazy, but that's just what I believe. Later on, we have the Kings. Ooh, I know they ready to put on that beam, that light beam. Like, they've been doing their thing, though. I mean, they have a 6-man of the year finalist. They have coach of the year. You know, like, they clutch player of the year, you know, De'Aaron Fox. What can I say, man? You guys, you're not getting past the Warriors, though. Like, stop all the nonsense. It's going to be a good series in the sense that these guys are not just going to lay down. That's it. And Sabonis, don't let me forget him. Don't let me forget him. It's going to be a great series. But Wiggins is supposed to be coming back, y'all. Wiggins is supposed to be coming back. I know some people want to say he's rusty and this. I think he's going to be all right, because he's coming off the bench, right? Because, you know, they're going to start him off slow. It's going to be a slow ramp up. They're not going to go crazy on him. They're going to be asking him to rebound. They're going to be asking him to play defense. That's effort. They need effort out of him. They're going to get that. They know what it is. You know, Draymond's going to be there, you know, with the team defense. He's all over the floor. Steph is in there. Steph is playing a lot better defense over the years. Watch out for him. Klay is looking like Klay. Dangerous. Jordan Poole, yeah, it's gonna be a pool party. Y'all already know what it is. So, look out. Just look out. It's going to be fun. I say Warriors like to play. They like to play with their food. So I'm going to say Warriors in 5. But, you know, it's no hot takes here. Just my humble opinion about what I think is going to go down. And it's going to be crazy. And I can't wait. And shout out to the Timberwolves for getting it done, for stepping up. OKC, listen, don't for one second, you know, look down on this season. You guys played spectacular. I can't wait till Chet gets back. Because he missed the whole season. If you forgot about him, he was, the second overall pick? Don't hold me. Second or third overall pick. And I'm going to try to be at Summer League. So if y'all down there in Vegas, I'm going to have all my setups, all my equipment. I'll let y'all know, you know, what hotel I'm staying in is going to go down. So I can't wait. It's exciting. Playoff basketball, Summer League coming up right after that. So I had to mention it. So I'm going to go and get myself ready so I could be locked in, so I can keep giving y'all more content and more things to do. Don't forget, listen, like, and subscribe. Love y'all. I only ask y'all to do one thing. Just remember this: losses equals life lessons. Peace.
Gotta be true to yourself. In a world there's nothing else. Gotta play the game right, gotta make your path. You scratch, you dig, you laying your ground. You busting your rounds, nobody gonna stop you. No ops, no cops, everything about you. Looking good, you good, she good. Y'all people really wanna know the reason. It's that ripple effect. That's just that ripple. That's just that ripple effect. What you do, come back, triple.
This is the Ripple Effect with your girl K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.